The smart home. Is it the smart move? Let's talk about it.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
I'm home. Overhead.
Welcome everyone to this latest episode of the program. I'm Andres. Thank you so much for joining me. In this episode, I want to talk about smart homes because the clip I played for you earlier about Tom Cruise in Minority Report arriving home and being able to say, I'm home, and whatever setup he had, the lights turning on, the music playing, I've always envisioned doing that. So the first chance I got when I bought into the Google, ecosystem, was being able to do just that. And more features have been added on to the entire OKG hot voice thingy input. And I gotta tell you, it was fun for a while. So the question is, because there are certain technology companies that have actually gotten into the business by partnering up with real estate industries, like Realogy, in this case, Amazon, back in 2019, to be able to sell homes that are already pre-built in with, say, like a smart home, a smart setup. Is it the smart move? It would sound almost amazing, especially if you already bought into the whole ecosystem of things. But for those of you that are learning more about privacy concerns and security, especially when it comes to these tech things, I mean, do you remember the time when the Amazon Ring was being hacked by people that were just speaking through the mic to the homes and threatening people? Yeah, that was pretty scary stuff. And, you know, an update kind of changed that, but it didn't really give much peace of mind to a lot of people. And on top of that, the big tech crackdowns and cancel culture climate that we have today could also be a concern as well. You know, even if you don't find yourself in those, like, well, I got nothing to worry about because I don't fall into that category, it doesn't matter because you don't know if and when cancel culture will come for you too. I don't want to talk about cancel culture in this one, but I am referencing that because, look, there's a lot that you can take from some films of concern. Like, one of my favorite movies by Tony Scott is Enemy of the State, starring Will Smith and Gene Hackman. That thing came out in 1998, but it gives you a look into how easy it is in the world of espionage to be able to record you and track you and follow you and all these different things. And that was before the likes of Facebook, Google, Alphabet, well, they're the same thing, and other big tech companies, like, and eventually Apple, Microsoft, to the way they are today. Because the number one commodity is our data. You know, my favorite meme from 2020, and I don't even know it's a 2020 meme, but I saw it in 2020. It's really hilarious. So for those of you watching, I'm going to put it right here. And for those of you listening on the podcast, I'll tell you what the meme is. It goes along the lines of like this. My wife asked me, why am I whispering? And I said to her, because I don't want Alexa to hear me. My wife laughed. I laughed. Siri laughed. Google laughed. And I'll just throw in, Cortana laughed. So what I've... The point is that tech is constantly listening to you. And I have tested to see how sensitive these microphones are on the home system of my choice that I have at my place. So with all that being said, how much of that do you want to have pre-built into your home that you don't know to what extent has been wired into the walls versus you installing it in your home? I did it for my home and I know where I put it. And just to use an expression, I don't put all my eggs in one basket. So what that means is I'm not gonna rely on one service for everything. So I did do some kind of isolation of sorts. And that's on purpose because if one service goes down, at least the other service is still up and running. And I want control over that. You know, the more control I have over what I'm putting in, especially tech, the better, because I'm not a fan of big tech. I like tech working for you, not against you, but with the concerns, particularly this year, of how big or how much power these big tech companies have, I've asked myself this question. Amazon Turnkey, the service that was announced back in 2019, a concept when Amazon partnered up with Realogy to be able to offer Amazon products already built in as a smart home for consumers to buy. I like the idea, except that I didn't like the fact that I didn't want Amazon in my entire home. As of today, Facebook wants to make Hey Facebook a thing. You probably heard of Portal. I absolutely hate it because it's Facebook. And they want to be in your home. Imagine how much they're able to extrapolate from your conversations through that portal. Imagine that installed throughout your house. They already do that with your phones. So I don't think that buying a smart home is the right move unless you're already bought into the ecosystem. So that's the asterisk there. If you're already bought into that thing, then have it already pre-made. It's your dream come true. Just remember the warnings about giving that much power over to these companies. On the flip side, if you want to make your home smart, you have that power and you have the freedom of choice. Because, hey, I understand the convenience of things and I use some of those tools as conveniences too. But I also know that these things can turn against me. I can't do that, Dave. But how would a smart home kind of thing work? I mentioned Amazon Turnkey. I actually had a hard time finding this video on YouTube. But good thing yours truly actually covered the news and reacted to it when it broke. So let me play you a clip from my videos. It's a video within a video of Andres Segovia from 2019. Here we go.
Buying a new home can seem pretty overwhelming. Some of the most recognized brands in real estate have teamed up with Amazon to offer Turnkey, an easier home buying experience to help you find a house and make it your perfect home. It starts with proven expertise. Turnkey matches you directly with a hand-selected agent in your area. Your agent will work with you to find the house that perfectly meets all your needs, and we will be there every step of the way to make your home buying experience easier. Once you've purchased your home, your turnkey journey is just getting started. Upon closing, Amazon will help make your house a home with free Amazon Move-In benefits. Choose your Amazon Home Services to help you feel at home in your new place. You can have a team of helping hands do all your heavy lifting, or a pro wall mount your TV screen. Your package also comes with a curated suite of smart home products, like a Ring Video doorbell. Amazon will install your products, make sure they all work perfectly, and show you how to use them. Enjoy the ease of using Alexa to set the scene for your evening. From finding a home you love to creating the lifestyle you've been dreaming of, the Turnkey program makes it easier to purchase that perfect house. Then, make it your perfect home.
So that's Amazon Turnkey in a nutshell. I love the concept. I would love to do it too. But because these corporations are in it to make money off our data, I don't want to give them that much power over me. So I will do it. I don't need them. Thank you very much. But it's nice to know the options there. Anyway, what about you? If you had the option, would you buy a smart home of your choice? Let me know in the comment section down below. If you're interested in learning about my show and everything that I do for my show and the exclusive shows within the show, that's available at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. Now, if you reside in Los Angeles County or Orange County and you're interested in learning about more about real estate, whether you're buying, selling, trading, or you're a tenant looking to graduate and become a homeowner yourself, we can talk. I can help you. Let's find out where you land. That's www.segoviares.com. My contact information is there for you to be able to reach out to me. And also, because I mentioned that, I should tell you, and especially for those of you listening on the podcast and any other podcast distributor of your choice, my license number, Department of Real Estate license number, is 0199449. I am legally obligated to tell you that. Thank you so much for watching the latest episode of the program. I'll see you on the next one.